year until I was as tough a cross-country ski racer as my genes would allow. Wandering the halls in search of Rob, who had been hired by Kripalu to teach a weekend course on yoga and skiing, I came across the dining hall, where they were serving butternut squash for supper. "They've put orange juice in the squash," said the woman next to me in line, in a tone that implied orange juice was a tangy form of arsenic. I took my tray to the nearest empty chair, which turned out to be next to a man describing craniosacral massage. "You know," he told me in a confidential tone, "if you're generating mucus in one membrane, you're generating it everywhere." For some reason, I ate more quickly than usual and checked the bulletin board to see if Rob had left a note, but found only posters for upcoming events. Healing ourselves / healing the planet with Grandmother Rainbow, the week-long never-ending chant, living in the higher worlds without getting altitude sickness, somatic explorations of the jaw. I wandered into a room where a man was orienting first-time visitors. He himself had moved here full-time, he explained, and changed his name to Domadare. "I want to thank you for coming to share your energies," Domadare said. "Don't worry about remembering what I'm going to tell you. What's important for you will stick with you, and the rest will dissolve into air." I was beginning to develop a rash. I had come here to jumpstart the process of jockification. Forget Grandmother Rainbow. I was looking for Arnold Schwarzenegger, or so I thought. Finally, I found the room where the cross-country skiing group had gathered. They were sitting cross-legged, listening as a man talked. It must be Rob, whom I'd spoken with on the phone but whom I had never laid eyes on. I'd read his book, Serious Training for Endurance Athletes, which was filled with lots of graphs of things like ventilation and lactic acid changes at the anaerobic threshold. The blurbs on the back came from people who, collectively, had won the Ironman triathlon 12 times. And yet, as he spoke, he sounded sort of like, well, Domadare. "There's a lot of synergy between yoga and cross-country skiing," he was saying. "You perform so much better when you're relaxed." He glowed with the same sanctified sheen of good health as the other people here. Happily, though, he proved to be more than willing to get an unorganic beer in town that night. As we sat, he told me about his life, a boyhood spent playing every possible sport, a degree in exercise physiology from the University of Arizona, a stint working with the U.S. biathlon team. "I started to see the threads of truth that ran through all the various coaching philosophies," he said. "Most of the athletes I knew, their training programs made no sense. Everyone talked about how many miles they'd run, but no one talked about how hard they'd run them." As he warmed to the topic, he took his knife and started drawing a graph on his napkin. "Here's the intensity of your exercise," he said, charting one axis. "Right now, you'd start to get overcome by lactic acid down here, going pretty easy. We want to get you going faster and farther before that buildup starts. That's what racing is. It's the ability to endure the high production of lactate for a long time." This is more like it, I thought. Enough about the spirit. Finally, we're getting down to bodies, mine in particular. Finally, we're concentrating on what the next 12 months will bring. "After a while, you'll get to know your body," Rob said. "After a while, it's like getting up in the middle of the night and going to the bathroom. You know where to go. You'll get to the last 2 kilometers of the race and know that you're not going to bury yourself by going too hard." But then Rob mentioned in passing that his dad was a preacher, and his granddad too, and just as suddenly the mood shifted. He'd left the church behind, he said, but not an abiding interest in the process of living. Maybe I rolled my eyes because he began to speak more quietly and firmly. "Look, life truly is a journey. One of the ways we become whole is to embrace the integration of mind, body, and spirit. If it happens simultaneously, so be it. But we have a whole lifetime. If there is any kind of higher power, I think what it wants is for us to learn as much as we can. You have a mind, you have a body, you have a spirit, and it's important to learn in all three realms. If you want to use just your intellect for one long period, that's okay. But you were born whole, and you can get back to that." Day one of my new life, and already more than I'd bargained for. I had a coach, but I had a guru, too. And I was starting to wonder how much difference there was. For 3 days, our small band skied and stretched, indoors for yoga in the early morning and then out into the cold. Few in the group had skied before, and since I'd been skiing the woods and lakes of my Adirondack home for a decade, I was the fastest and most fluid. But every once in a while,